दाता का हृदय कुंज में ऐसा पुष्प खिला जिसकी सुगंध से जीवन में सुख ही सुख मिला। पवित्रता का हृदय कुंज में ऐसा पुष्प खिला जिसकी सुगंध से जीवन में सुख ही सुख मिला।
Om Shanti. Thank you. Good morning. This is Daddy's first Sunday in class after 6 months, though she came to London just for 1 week at the beginning of December. We ask Daddy for permission to do this thing and that thing. She has to take permission from Baba if she wants to come to London.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
दिन भर में
थ्रू द डे
हर एक के अंदर से चारू किसके लिए कुर्सियां छोड़ी है किसके लिए कुर्सियां छोड़ी है
सम ऑफ द वेकेंट चेयर्स हु आर दे लेफ्ट फॉर दैट इज आस्किंग बिकॉज दे आर द मदर्स हु आर प्रिपेयरिंग फूड इन द किचन एंड These are their fixed seats, so Daddy is saying they should come up now.
Achha.
So this is such a court. And whether you receive a seat in the court of golden age or not is another thing, but here if you receive a good seat, that's such a good thing. Dadi feels she herself is very fortunate because Baba himself had fixed her seat in front of Brahma Baba. And we used to come and sit in class on time to do service. So then you receive a seat in the royal court. This is the court of the Raj Rishis, those who are the rulers, the royal ones, yet they are ones who have nothing. So this is that court of the Raj Rishis. The other is the court of those who are the ones who have self-sovereignty, to learn self-sovereignty, have rulership over your own mind and senses, to have that control. And so what is the third court? Those who have pleased the Lord with an honest heart and have claimed the right to be on God's heart throne, this is the court of such souls. So each one should understand this and ask themselves the question, Baba is the almighty authority, the one who has all powers. He is the one who is the innocent Lord, but he teaches us what godly law is. And we are the children of God. He gives us love, but he also teaches us that there is benefit within the law. These two words rhyme, law and benefit. So whether people are of the political or religious path, whatever status they hold in that, they are not ones who can create these types of laws. The things God teaches us, the directions He gives us, they are the same for all of us. But it's a matter of following those directions. Those who follow the directions well,
time par,
according to time,
ghar chalne ke liye ready hai,
would be ready to return home on time by becoming pure, absolutely pure. The law is that we have to become absolutely pure. So it is those who are to follow the Father and return home are the ones who will become pure, and it is that purity that will enable you to follow the directions. So by following God's directions, we are able to have a direct connection with the Father. And that direct connection is just wonderful, because we have not used our intellect, wasted our intellect in following the directions of others. So it's not that we've gone off in another direction and then had to come back, because that is very time consuming, it's hard work. Baba doesn't like for the children to work hard, because he says, you're my children, why should you have to work hard? But if the children don't follow the Father's direction, what can Baba do? Baba's direction is, children, be honest. Remain honest, because there's power in that honesty. There was a brother who was a big scientist, and his intellect just wasn't ready. to accept that the Supreme Soul exists and it is now God enacting His part, that we are His children, and it's through listening to Him that we children are becoming as we are. But his intellect was not able to accept this because he was a scientist, or is a scientist. But having come into relationship with the Brahma Kumaris, and after listening and continuing to listen, he himself one day said, through his own understanding, God is truth and God is love. And we didn't let go of him. We just continued to buzz the knowledge. And so eventually it filtered in because there was no selfishness in our relationship with him. So this honesty the soul has is one where there's no selfishness within relationships. So when we experience happiness, then it's godly happiness. It's not that we experience happiness through materialistic things of science, though we may consider ourselves to be very good. Okay, on the external level, they may consider themselves to be good, but internally people will not accept that that person is genuinely good because people don't feel attainment through that soul. So Baba explains to us that there isn't attainment through physical possessions and luxuries. So it is these things of luxury and possession that have made human beings dependent. People have become so dependent that they cannot go from one place to another place or pass the day without being dependent on something or other. It's cars and bicycles and this thing and that thing that everybody relies on. So what's happened to your two legs? So let there be such good spiritual endeavor. Sadhana, spiritual endeavor. And sadhan, the things of possessions. And Baba says, eat in Baba's remembrance, but to eat the right things. If you're eating the right things, then you can have remembrance. But if you're eating impure things, would you cheat yourself and say, I'm eating in Baba's remembrance? Actually, I've seen many such cheats. They may be saying Rama, Rama through words, through their lips, but they're eating food that's not pure, and they've made some or other human being their guru. So, Baba, I would say, my Baba, whether people accept him or not, but I would say, my Baba, our Baba. He teaches us so well. He teaches us what to eat, in whose company to eat, if you're going to feed others, what you should feed others, if you're going to listen to anything, what it is you should listen to, if you're going to see something, look at things, then what it is we should look at. So Baba teaches us everything. How to see, what to look at, what to wear, what to eat. And so the method in which Baba has taught us is so powerful that we're not attracted to anything. So it doesn't matter that people may have so much in the way of clothes, palaces to live in, but it's of no use to us. Our eyes are not drawn to those things. But what is it that we want? The things that have that simplicity, the things that are filled with truth, the things that are clean. And in this, there's love for that simplicity, that cleanliness, the honesty. So I have to see myself. What is my bhavna? What is my feeling within the self? For myself and for others. Is my bhavna, my feelings, Are my feelings pure, filled with truth? So of course we'll all hear the murli, and it's the murli of 1991, so 16 years ago. So as you hear that murli today, you'll be able to see yourself in the mirror of the self. To what extent is there the reality of royalty in me? Because if there isn't that royalty of reality, there cannot be a close connection with the royal family of the future or from now. So there is some mixture there. There isn't complete reality or truth. So I, the soul, whilst I sit in this body, who is it that I belong to? When there isn't this awareness, I'm not able to do as the Father wants of me. I'm not able to follow what He teaches me. So one is His directions that we follow from morning till night, and then the circumstances of each one are different, but Baba keeps His door open for the children to come and ask Baba personally, "Baba, what do you think? What is your inspiration for me, Baba? What is it that you think I should do?" Such like questions. So this is known as Srimat. Srimat. So we then would not do anything without consulting Baba, asking Baba His opinion, His advice. And it's not bondage, but if we did things without asking Baba, there'll be wastage. Money can be wasted, time can be wasted, and the attainment that we may have previously had, we're not using that attainment. So attainment is so huge. In Madhuban, there were NCO meetings of the national coordinators. And Jayanti Ben may have related this to you, but one thing Baba has said to me many a time, one is sustenance, study, and attainment. We children have these three. The sustenance we receive from the mother and father is so sweet. He's taught us so well. He's been a friend to us. He's been like a big brother to us. So this is Brahma Baba. And in every way, He has sustained us in through every relationship. Shiv Baba sustains us. And we have that understanding that it's through the study that we claim a status. And it is a study that we do with an honest heart, that we actually practice. We practice the study. And the attainment that comes through that makes us free of greed, free of attachment. It makes us selfless. And the attainment is one that makes us complete in every way, so that nothing is lacking within the soul. So the souls who are to become deities don't have anything lacking at this confluence age. So if somebody has something lacking in their income or through their relationships, or in some other way, it means that there is some account, karmic account of the past. But there can be that sustenance through attainment. And on the one hand, we say sustenance, study, attainment in this order. And that he sees through the day. What is it that we have attained? It's through study that there can be attainment. But who is it that's teaching us? First, sustenance. We have received Baba's sustenance, and it's the attainment that shows, reveals who it is that's given us the sustenance. And it's service that reveals who it is that has taught us. So there is attention on how much attainment there is. There's so much attainment that even for a minute, even for a second, Baba is using my time, my breath, my everything in a worthwhile way. Every minute of my time is being used in a worthwhile way through my attainment, and through my attainment others also receive that attainment. In the study there may be some things that you especially like, other things that don't take your attention so much, or you may not like. And if there isn't that appreciation of the sustenance, then there may be some pull towards bodily beings and the sustenance you've received from them. And so realize that actually Baba has given us proof of what he is making us into. And we don't have worry about anyone. So sometimes we make the excuse that we're doing this for someone else. And that's how we get drawn to other people. But Baba has and Mama have made us free of worry. So who thinks that they are free of worry? What is there to worry about after all? So if we worry about other people, is there any attainment in that? Are they able to gain something through that? There's nothing to be gained through worry. So that is seen that where souls out of attachment have worried about others or lost time in waste thoughts, what their stage has been at the end, at their moment of leaving the body. Those who have freed, liberated themselves from worry and even freed themselves from thinking unnecessarily. What is there to think about? And in the kind of thinking that Baba wants us to do, he says, just see yourself. And as you do this, you will be able to spin the cycle of self-realization, seeing yourself through all the different periods of time. But if a person is worrying or thinking unnecessarily, they will never have the thought that they're going to become a deity. They will not have the kind of, the signs. They will not have any visible signs of being a child of Brahma. That as is my father, as Brahma Baba is, I am his child. And so my actions reflect his actions. My words are like his. My bhavna, my feelings are like his. My language has become like his. If these things are not like his, then Baba would say, okay. Acha. Okay, well. Because what else can Baba say? But who would Baba seat on his heart throne? First time Baba said in this season's Murali, so remember this, value the sustenance, value the study, and you'll be able to value this when you're able to see the attainment. What is it that we've received? What it is that we have seen with our own eyes? We've seen Baba with our own eyes. We've attained so much. Yet, if you feel empty, then there's something wrong there. It means What the attainment is that we have made the Lord belong to us by having an honest heart. And then it doesn't matter what kind of test may come, He takes us across. It's not that the teacher makes sure that a student passes an exam. He simply teaches. But Baba helps us to pass. He makes sure we pass. He teaches us so well. And when a student has a test paper in front of him, he's not confused. He's not afraid. Doesn't have the question, don't know what's going to happen. Because they have that, the child has the experience that the teacher is taking care of them. But if a child simply remembers Baba at the time when there's some difficulty, then Baba would simply say, well, it's your doing. What can Baba do? Now you're responsible. I taught you well. I taught you what your actions should be like. Yet you just followed the dictates of your own mind. Yet you only followed the things that society wanted of you, and you carried out those types of actions according to what you thought society wanted, and you remained in bondage of that. I tried to free you again and again, but you stayed in that bondage. So what can Baba do? Baba's been watching, and Baba watches is the child's attention on the father at every second, at every minute. When the child is honest and has made Baba his with honesty, then it's a different scenario. This morning, Daddy opened a card, a lovely Baba's child who is very innocent. Daddy doesn't even remember his name. Daddy had to ask what this person's name was. And this child was saying to Daddy in this card, I woke up at 3 a.m., but I was lazy and I didn't actually wake up, didn't actually get up. So, Daddy, I'm asking for forgiveness. And the reason is that laziness came to me and I feel I've been dishonest. At Amrit Vela, I was not alert, therefore I feel that I'm not honest. And so, you see, the effort of some souls is so genuine. And, you know, Daddy was feeling such souls should receive so much help. And Daddy knows many new souls will come and they will race ahead. And the older ones will be left in the sense because they're busy watching others and they're not dancing constantly in happiness. An honest soul will never speak with this kind of feeling of yes or maybe no, or there isn't that absolute commitment in what they're saying. So an honest child will reveal through their face how much power they feel from God, how much love they have for God, how much love God has for them. So all of this is visible on the face. So these are the moments for us to draw everything from Baba so that we are the form of love. Sorry. We are the form of knowledge. We are the form of peace. We are the form of love. And yesterday in Oxford, somebody asked Daddy the question, can you make this aspect of bliss clear for us? And it's not that it needs clarifying, but when the internal stage is such, then bliss is something that's felt, and it is knowledge that has to be inculcated, then naturally peace will come. When a person has peace, then automatically they become the embodiment of love. And then innumerable tasks become simple and easy and practical for them. And some say in a very kind of ordinary language, well, I know what this is knowledge. But they don't have that internal peace. They will not interact with others with love. And they find it very hard to listen to what others are saying and accept that. But where a person has appreciated knowledge, then there will be that readiness to listen to others, accept what others are saying. But where there isn't that true use of knowledge, they will have arrogance. And when we had the program, the project Million Minutes of Peace, it was a 14-year-old boy who had given this opinion of his idea of creating a project where we collect minutes of peace. So to free yourself with honesty from any type of arrogance, then everybody's hearts will say that this one is not arrogant. But how did that arrogant go? But why should we keep any arrogance inside? It's Baba who is working through us. It's Baba who is Karan Karavanhar who is working through us. I simply sing his praise of his qualities. And how do I sing that praise? How do I sing of his virtues? Just say Baba, 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 and you dance. And as you dance, others also will sing and dance. If you have the song of what shall I do, how shall I do it, everyone else will run away from you. But if you sing that dance, sing the song of Baba, Baba with happiness, everybody will help you. Otherwise, all your helpers would run away. One sister, Kuldeep, in India, has written a very lovely letter, and it's worth reading to you. And Kuldeep Ben of Shanti Sarovar, this is Hyderabad. She was a little girl when she came to Baba, and she was really a baby, and Daddy was the instrument in that area at the time, and Daddy used to call her baby because she was so young, and the Lokic father had surrendered this girl, and so Daddy was instrument in sustaining these souls for years. And now when Daddy was seeing the retreat center that she's instrument for, you see what a wonderful place. And the land had been given by the government, and the chief minister of that place phoned Daddy when Daddy was in Hyderabad to say, to apologize, Daddy, I'm not able to come to meet you. But he kept praising that retreat center again and again, because so many are receiving spiritual sustenance from there. And Daddy saw that sometimes, the sister, Kuldeep Ben, from sometimes what happens is the heart shrinks a little because somebody has said something and she's felt it, and that babiness comes out in the nature of the soul. And so this is a baby nature, because so many are going to say all sorts of things. But at that time, just have the bhavna of learning to smile and be free of thought. And so this is what Daddy said to her. When a person has the attitude of learning, Baba does so much work through that soul. So when the quality of the children is high class, they will attract very good souls, whether they're engineers or architects or whatever. And so there was one brother that he met from Nepal, and he has been at that retreat center for the last 2 years. He didn't know the language, he didn't know the kind of food people eat in that region. And in Nepal, there wasn't a center where he came from. And yet, he was the instrument in the kitchen. He was the one responsible for preparing all the food. And so that he was amazed. And he was so intoxicated. He had so much love. He was dancing with this. And so that he always likes to do a tour of the kitchen. And that he asked, who is responsible for the kitchen? And it was this brother. So first class tolis, first class meals. And he has approximately 50 hands in the kitchen to help him. And so Daddy was saying to Kuldeep Ben, you're so fortunate, you're sitting free, you have such good helpers. And now they're creating an auditorium for 3,000 people. And underneath the auditorium will be a conference hall for 500 souls. And so who is it that's enabling all of this to be done? So, none of you sing God's praise to the extent that this sister does. And Daddy's feeling that look at the one who has created this drama. See how he's created his children. See how he's sustaining his children. See how he creates places for his children. So he is looking after everything. What do we have to do? Simply be happy. And I don't think here anybody is constantly happy. I don't see anyone like that. Who would say they're constantly happy? There may be whatever reason, but your happiness should not go. So Baba has said so much that the solution to use rather than giving reasons is simply to go in nirvana, that is, go into silence. Don't come into sound. Be silent, and that is the solution. So, practical teachings, practical points, practical medicines, whatever is the reason, the solution is to go into silence. Don't think. Just be silent. Not to ask what happened. To think even. But it happened like that before as well. And to weep like this. And Daddy said, you're just making the problem bigger. Take the power that God is giving. Stay in that form of power. Be the embodiment of power. The situation has passed. Use silence. If I am honest, and if the Lord is pleased with me through my honesty, then Baba has said that and I've also said to Baba that don't allow Dharamraj, the supreme judge, to look at me with a vision that is of strictness. Because this time of the confluence age is the age that we can still make effort. And there may be some bitter accounts with the body, with bodily relations. Just accept, understand that it is because of past lives, innumerable lives. And yes, all of that will be settled. But for us, we have the fortune to create our future for innumerable births. This is the time. This is the time in which we can do that through our elevated action. So through elevated action, create your elevated future and be happy so that everything else becomes weak. Be happy so all those bitter karmic accounts become weak. They don't have any strength. They end. And if I'm still thinking and worrying about things of the past, I won't be able to perform elevated action, nor will my karmic accounts of the past be broken and finished. And so a sensible soul uses these methods, Baba teaches, and such deity souls will be worshipped later on the path of bhakti. And in golden age, they will be those perfect, complete deities. So now we have that awareness that our temples will be created. As Baba says to us, that you like seeing the temples that have been created as your memorials. You see the Dilwara temple, that is Baba's memorial. And as Baba said yesterday, the golden image in Achalgarh, the temple there, and you are reaching the highest destination. So don't come into the cycle of karmic bondages down here. We create these karmic accounts through our thoughts. So don't come into impure thoughts, selfish thoughts, thoughts of wanting, name, and respect. So we trap ourselves in this way, and then we find it difficult to come out of that. So I say, please, don't trap yourself in this way. If you let go, then that hold that those things have on you will automatically let you go. But if you have the wrong type of thoughts, one or other reason will come to your mind where you create the wrong type of thoughts, and then they will grip you. And Baba's telling you internally, child, do this, do that. That way you always remain free from bondage. Free from bondage and liberated in life. Then wealth will come to you automatically. Though our hands are empty, the wealth comes, so it's used for Baba's task. Yesterday, new souls had come to the retreat center in Oxford, and they drew a lot of knowledge through Dadi. And we have received so much gyan, so much knowledge, that in essence, it's so powerful. Baba has given us so much, and we've accepted it all with happiness, with honesty. We've put it into our practical lives, and that way others believe in what you say, and they feel they want to be like you. They want to be the form of this knowledge. So in honesty, there is royalty, and in order to come into such a royal family, in order to come into the world of golden age, divorce all falsehood. Some people take so long in going through a divorce. Others do it quickly. Some take a long time. And so even that is a waste of time, because falsehood is false. We know that. And so we divorce it and we think, thank goodness, we're liberated from that. But the false things show their different forms and colors to attract you and trap you again and again. But we fold our hands to say that this is of no use to me. And if somebody becomes trapped in the trap of others, then that is foolishness. And one brother had written a lovely letter to Daddy that Mama, before I came to Madhuban, I was a fool, F-O-O-L, and now I've come to Madhuban, having come back from Madhuban, I've become phool. Phool means flower. I've become a flower. And so this soul was someone who used to share a lot of knowledge with many souls. And internally the state was one problem would go, another one would come, and so constantly engaged in that. And so Baba says, child, if ever a difficult situation comes, just say Baba. And the experience in Madhuban was when that soul was leaving and they saw Daddy Gulzar and myself going towards lunch to have lunch, that soul gave thanks to Daddy Gulzar and to myself. And when a problem comes, put that problem in front of Baba and the problem will go. It's very simple. Problems will come, they'll show their strength, but don't waste time in thinking about it, speaking about it, and you'll see how Baba will fill you with the strength that you need to overcome that problem. But if you don't waste time in engaging in the problem, Baba will give you the strength to overcome it. And this is what's known as having courage and receiving Baba's help. Baba does that personally for us, and he does this within service also. So what do I have to do? Simply be honest. And then with that honesty, helpers will automatically be present to help in the service. And so don't hide anything from Baba. Don't think, don't speak unnecessarily. And Baba then says, wherever my children are, I am with them. I am in their company. I'm giving my company, so don't you worry. So this is Daddy's bhavna, that everyone should have that experience, and now that time has come that we stay in this experience, that we become lost in that experience. And so all the olden types of experiences, whatever they may be, in those experiences, there was arrogance. And so Baba is saying, now end that arrogance. Just remember, Baba is the one who is doing and enabling us to do. Just have that attention. So Daddy is seeing many things where, for instance, somebody wants to sell a house and it takes forever. Don't even ask how long it takes. And in Baba's remembrance, so many big jobs like that happen so quickly. And one place, I think a retreat center, Anubhuti, I think, San Francisco, and there's one little meditation room, very lovely room, and Daddy said, let there be such other rooms where somebody can come along and sit in tapasya, sit in that meditation. And that little room is so secluded that nobody can see you in that space. And so because Daddy had inspired that there should be more such rooms, some people took that on and they are making such rooms. And so one or two rooms like this in different places. So it's a miracle of Baba's how people just initiate the thought. And so it creates people's lives when they have these places of solitude. So I say, please don't waste your time or your money or your energy. Do service even in your dreams. Some say to Daddy, Daddy, you came in my dream. I haven't met you before. I'm meeting you for the first time. But I saw you in my dream. And so, such fortune that Baba has given us to create our fortune so that we use our every minute, even dreams, to use in service. Okay, so today we will offer pork together, but especially that is remembering Satish Bhai of Ilford, Sister Margarita of London. That is saying, Margarita, to come and sit closer in the front if there's space. But Margarita, very brave. So, souls, these souls, Margarita's husband who left the body, Satish Bhai also who left the body some years ago, but these souls who have been always considering how to help others, and because of that, they created their own fortune, but together with that, they created the fortune of others. So, Daddy wants the flowers to be placed in such a way that people's view is not obstructed. But one thing that Daddy didn't finish her sentence, but what it was in recent Baba's Murli, Baba had said one thing that he'd never said before, and that was that if anybody asks you, where is God, say to them that He is in my heart, His home is in my heart. And if anybody said to Baba about where the children are, Baba would say that they are in His heart. So Baba's home is in our hearts. If anyone asks you, where is God? He is in your heart.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Sister Indu will speak in English, like most likely she was on tour with Daddy when Daddy went to Pune and Hyderabad and Bombay.
Our sanskars at the roots. And Daddy was telling us one day, why do we have to get rid of our sanskars at the roots? And it's because we don't tell other people to get rid of their sanskars at the roots. We just say, okay, you know, whatever. But as Brahmins, Baba's children, we have to get rid of our sanskars at the roots because we are the roots of the tree. And if we don't get rid of our sanskars at the roots, then we're not able to take Baba's love, blessings, and power, these three things. And these three things are actually getting all the work done in the yajna. This is how the yajna is functioning, on the basis of these three things: love, power, and blessings. And then the other thing that I was thinking about was that time is so short. It's like, it feels like it's confluence age. It's now just a matter of days. It's like you can count how many hours and days remain within the confluence age, and yet so much service is one thing, but so much effort, so much needs to be done to become complete, perfect. And so how can I cover that gap between what I am now and in becoming complete? And so I was seeing that when we're listening to Baba, there shouldn't be a difference between our listening and inculcating. It has to be at the same time. And I know Mama had this speciality that you listen and inculcate, because there isn't any time for there to be a difference, a gap between, okay, I'm listening, then I'll go later and try and imbibe it, or I'll think about it or accept it or whatever. There isn't that time for a gap. The only way we can become complete if our listening and our inculcation are instantaneous. And the other thing that was very much the topic of Madhuban was vritti, which is attitude, and drishti. And so Nari was saying that it's only when Baba's drishti falls on the soul does our attitude change. And so always to keep myself in front of Baba's drishti, it doesn't mean I need Baba in front of me, but in my mind I'm always receiving Baba's drishti, and so that changes our attitude. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I don't know what to say. Since Daddy's come back, the atmosphere in this house has become really electrified, and it's a wonderful boost for our effort and for our yoga. And we always look forward for Daddy coming. So that, you know, sometimes we move along not paying that much attention to our effort. But as soon as she enters the house, it's like we're really able to get a boost for our effort.
आप दिखाई पड़ेंगी इसलिए बिठाया आज भाई बोलो ट्रांसलेशन हो रही है बाप में आप दिखाई पड़ो आप में बाप दिखाई पड़े तभी कहेंगे नैना है अच्छा बोलो उठ के बोलो
भाई मुझे खुशी है लोच सेवा स्थान पर गई है इतनी अच्छी सेवा कर रही है कल सारा दिन मेरे साथ थी तो अभी इतनी अच्छी बाबा की बच्ची सदा सच्ची रही है अभी सेवा परसों जाने वाली है दिल नहीं कहता जाने के लिए या आप छोड़ के परंतु मैं कहती हूँ या आज बैठ के सबकी दुआएं लेके जाओ
ओम शांति I've had the good fortune to be sent to Romania for service since December, and I'm now here to receive sustenance from Daddy, and I'm going back on Tuesday. Om Shanti.
If you remove the cellophane from the flowers.
Om Shanti. So I'm sitting for Bog, like Nainabin, because we'll be having a birthday soon. And for me, I feel that this year Baba gave a very special birthday gift early. And the drill that Baba has given us this year in the last Murali, I've been trying to practice it. Not every day has been 8 times, but I've really tried to keep attention on that. And somehow or other, really from internal, it feels like there's been such transformation, just the feeling. Externally, I don't know, but internally there's been such a transformation of feeling. And really, like Daddy was saying today, just the vision of knowing that you're going to become a deity,
just that positive and powerful image in front of you really takes away all negative. And so I hope for until Baba's next meeting in October that I'll be able to sustain the effort that I've been making over the past few weeks. Om Shanti.
Shanti. I think this morning I was just taking the time to reflect back on Madhuban season and what is it that I took from Madhuban. And there was two things that have really struck home, other than the drill itself has been something that is becoming a little addictive. I hadn't realized it could be so addictive. I think Julius had first used the word and I'd kind of raised my eyebrow, but I'm realizing it can be very addictive. So that was in itself something that's really touched me. But Daddy touched on one of the points that really hit home for me, and this thing of being able to fly home. When I'd been in Madhuban, one of the things Baba had and Daddy had underlined for me is fly, fly, don't sit around, fly. And so it'd been a word that I've kind of turned into a little mantra. And so the whole thing of whatever the drama is, that's fine, but let me fly home. Let me fly home, and that'll keep me light. And I think the other thing that really struck me was something that Jindabyn had come back and told us about, and it'd been this thing of how it's, if I'm able to respect someone because they're respect worthy, well, that's not a big deal. To love someone because they're worthy of being loved, that's not a big deal. Or they're being loving. But if I remember what my role is to be a world benefactor, then as a world benefactor, it's not what someone else is doing, but the attention is back on me. What is it that I need to do? Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, everyone. Daddy just asked me to come up and introduce myself. I'm from the Ilford Centre. My name's Samir. Satish Bhai was my Lokik father. So today I asked Daddy if we could just have some book today just to, in his remembrance. Obviously, I'm sure Satish Bhai is amongst us today as well. And certainly in looking back over the last 2 years, the service that everyone's been doing back in the Ilford Centre. Certainly, I don't think, obviously, we'd all have loved to have Satish Bhai with us, but certainly when there's nothing lacking from him not being there, and all the love and the knowledge and the PR that he infused in everyone for Baba's words and Baba's service, certainly that has never been lacking. And in fact, you know, I would like to like to think that it's been growing, and so very much an opportunity just to say today to say thank you to Satish Bhai again, and thank you to Daddy, and thank you to Baba for all that sustenance that we've been receiving. Thank you.
Daddy's saying that she'll be sharing Toli with everyone after Bhog, Madhuban Toli, especially for everyone. So English class will come first.
चलो हम चलें। चमकते सितारे तन से है न्यारे पिता शिव के प्यारे ये सुख शांति का द्वार मंगल दिखा गए खोया खजाना वो फिर से दिला दे
Om Shanti. Request is if everyone can come from the middle and if English class can come first and please stretch your hands and just leave your bags behind. Request hai ke sabhi bhai bene beech mein se aaye aur ap shanti se toli lenge aur apna haath lamba karenge aur bags apna piche rakhenge. Thank you.